word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today as we consider His Word. We've been studying about the churches in the New Testament. Paul wrote a number of letters, many of the names you're familiar with. He wrote to Rome, to Corinth, to Galatia. Today, we're going to be studying about the church at Ephesus. Paul wrote a letter to them we call Ephesians in the New Testament. So I hope you'll join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals we've been sending out. You can just simply write to us and we'll be happy to send one to you. These are little pocket journals you can put in your shirt pocket. They fit nicely into a purse. I carry one on Wednesday night and there write down the prayer requests as we pray together at church. And so simply write to us. There's three ways you can contact us. We'd like to know where you're hearing the broadcast, and we simply need to know where to send the prayer journal. So you can contact us, first of all, by email. Just write to us at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can contact us through the website at www.considerhisword.org. Just click on the Contact Us link, and that'll get right back to us. Most of the requests we get actually come through snail mail. And so you can write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you once again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, in the book of Acts, tells us about Paul and Barnabas and others that were going around starting churches in the early days of the church. In Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5, Luke recorded, "And as they went throughout the cities, they delivered them to decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily." Now, Paul and others went around starting these churches in these different cities. Many of these places you can go and visit today. I have actually personally been to the small city of Corinth there in Greece and saw where the church was started there, at least where they think it was started. And so Paul wrote to these churches. We've looked at a few of them before, and you can go back and find those Bible studies if you go to the website at considerhisword.org and click on radio programs, and you can go back and find those programs again. And so we've talked about Rome, we talked about the church at Corinth, and the churches in the region of Galatia. Today I want to do a little bit of background at the church at Ephesus. Paul wrote to this church and wrote some very encouraging things to them. In Ephesians, many like to study the book of Ephesians. I knew a preacher that every time he preached from the book of Ephesians. He was a visiting preacher, and so when he would come, you could just about count on it that every time he would open the book of Ephesians. And that was great, and we enjoyed those Bible studies. And so we go to Acts chapter 18, where we read about the beginning of this church. Paul came to Ephesus from Corinth, and he brought with him several people, and then almost right away there were several other that had come to Christ, that were converted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of those in themselves are kind of interesting stories. There was some confusion going on there, and then they had some great trouble there, some great controversies. And if we have time, we'll try to get to those today. I want us to look at this crew. Let's begin in Acts 18, beginning in verse 18. The Bible says, "And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Centuria, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus, and left them there, for he himself entered into the synagogue, and reasoned with the Jews. And they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he considered not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I'll return again unto you, if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. When he had landed at Centuria, and gone up, and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed, and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygian order, strengthening all the disciples." So on Paul's first visit to Ephesus, he himself did not spend a lot of time there. But I want you to notice he didn't come by himself. He came with a missionary team. In this case, he had with him Aquila and Priscilla. We read about them much in Scripture, and that Paul spent much time with them. They were his companions and his helpers in ministry, as they'd go from city to city starting these churches. And so Paul left them there, and wherever that was, and first he went and preached in the synagogue. This was often Paul's method, was he would always and often go to the synagogue first, and there he would have opportunity to tell about the Lord Jesus Christ, as they would let people speak, as they would open the scripture and read some scripture. He would read and then pick up from wherever it was that day and then tell them about the Lord Jesus. It seems they wanted him to stay, but Paul had to take care of some other things down the road, and so he left Aquila and Priscilla there, and he went on to take care of the things he needed to take care of, and eventually the church was established there at Ephesus. Now, Paul did come back and help with that work. We're not sure exactly how long he was gone, but we know he came back and helped in the work there. Now, there was a particular individual there that Acts tells us about, that the book of Acts tells us about, a man named Apollos, a man who seemed to know the gospel, was preaching the gospel, but not entirely. In fact, let's read about it. It says, A certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Now Apollos, here was a man that was impressive. They were impressed by him. He was expressive. The Bible says he was fervent, so I guess we could say he could really preach. But there was a problem. There was an issue that was going on, because the Bible said that he knew only the baptism of John. Now see, John had come preaching a baptism of repentance. Later, after a person was saved, then they would come and receive the baptism in Jesus' name. And so it was different. The baptism of repentance was a baptized of a changed life. It was not baptism of faith in Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that this baptism was a way that he got saved. It was just simply doing it the proper way. Priscilla and Aquila showed him, the Bible says, the gospel. They showed him the way of God more perfectly. Now, where he had known the baptism of John, which is a baptism unto repentance, but now they showed him the way of the gospel, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how that he should be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I believe that under Aquila and Priscilla, that here Apollos was not only trained more perfectly, but he was discipled unto them. And so he went on preaching the gospel, and they wrote to the churches and to the other disciples and encouraged them to receive him and accept him as a preacher of the gospel. And he went about and continued preaching and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there in Ephesus, there was a controversy, something that went on. There are two things that happened. One, there were some exorcists that were trying to use the name of Jesus. They were travelers, probably something kind of like we would think of today as gypsies, and they were putting on a show, casting out demons. One of them, particularly, the Bible mentions name was Sceva, was doing this, but he ran into a real demon. And I'll tell you what, the show was over. And it's interesting what happened, because when he came to this demon and tried to cast him out, the demon said to him, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Let me read about it. It happens in the next chapter, in chapter 19 of the book of Acts. I want to read it a little bit. It begins in verse 14. The Bible says, "There were seven sons, one Sceva, Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answering said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?' And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." Once they encountered a real demon, they took off running. They weren't going to have anything to do with that. And so they got out of town. And right after that, the people heard about it, and many came to Christ when they heard that Paul was there and that the preaching of the gospel, they came to know Christ. Verse 17 here in chapter 19 says that many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. "Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed." And as the word of God was being preached, there became another problem. While at Ephesus, there arose another issue. In Ephesus, there was a temple to the god Diana. And there were silversmiths in that town who would make little idols to Diana and sell them. And the problem was that as people were receiving Christ and as the gospel was going out, the silversmiths were losing business. They couldn't sell these little gods because Paul and those were preaching that there were no other gods except the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they were losing business. So they held a big town council meeting, tried to get everybody together to figure out what was going on and how they could solve this problem. And it seems that the problem just got worse and worse. So finally, a town clerk got up and he tried to calm things down. And first he said, "If Demetrius, the man that was causing all of this uproar, has an issue with Paul, let him settle it in the courts." And they reminded him that all of this uproar could call the attention of the Romans to them, and that could even cause some greater problems. And so finally he got everything kind of settled down and everybody went home. So I want to go back to verse 18, where the Bible says that many believed, came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many people came to Christ. Down in verse 20, the Bible says that mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So the church got started there at Ephesus. We'll pick up there next time. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.